was nothing at all, not even a speck, so distant and small. Imagine the universe as not being there, and then just think of the privilege to know the Lord. It's such a treasure to have His holy word. It's easy to lose sight of the wonder. Don't take it for granted anymore. It's such a privilege to know the Lord. Before you were born, He knew you by name. While we were yet sinners, in love Jesus came. And when I think the God who made mountains wants to know me, though I am so small and nothing at all, I'm touching eternity. It's such a privilege to know the Lord. It's such a treasure to have His holy word. It's easy to lose sight of the wonder. Don't take it for granted. Such a privilege to know the Lord. Lord, don't let me lose sight of the wonder. Don't take it for granted anymore. It's such a privilege. It's such a such a privilege to know the Lord.
Thank you for that. That's a great song. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Let's stand this morning, please. Thank you again for being here on our 28th anniversary. And I hope that you'll be with us. Plan on just being with us the whole day. We're going to have a great time. I promise you. It's a little later. We're going to get done right at 11 o'clock. I'll talk fast, you listen fast, we'll be fine. And then we will start our service. We'll have an hour lunch break. We'll start at 12. We'll get done at 12 so we can get to the park and have a great time together. Please join us. We're going to have a great day. Luke chapter 5, please. I'm sorry, I should have told you that. Luke chapter 5, and we'll read some verses, seven verses together. Luke chapter 5. Verse number 1, we'll start. If you're new, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke. Or start for the staff, it's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Luke. Okay, they'll be reading in the book of Numbers. Luke chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship." He's coming to teach these people. There's such a crowd. He figures, if I get in a boat and I go out, I'll have a little more of a platform for them to be able to hear me. He sees the ships. The fishermen came back. They're washing their nets because they were done fishing. They were done for the day. And so he uses their ships. Now he's going to talk directly to Simon Peter. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for this morning. 28 years, Lord, on Sundays, we've been meeting together and other days. And Lord, you've done great things in our church. And I pray that we would have the mentality and the mindset of the church to make sure we continue to do the things we've done so we can continue to see great things happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Before we look at the scripture, we celebrate today 28 years of Pacific Baptist Church. By the way, today is one of the few times, I probably have these once every 7 years, it was August 28, 1988, that we started. And now we've reached the point where we can help those that have some mental issues. Okay, thank you for that. Clean your mess up and you'll be good. He was waiting for that all day. He lives for that. Yeah, all week, I'm sorry. I remember that day. It was a fabulous day. We had started visiting. Pastor came out here and I decided I was going to help him. And started 6 months before the church started, and we're going every Saturday into the community and trying to get some prospects and so forth and so on. Had some people come that were friends to help that first Sunday. I'll never forget that first Sunday. It was fabulous. We rented the building on MacArthur Park on Anaheim Boulevard or Street, I'm not sure. And we had over 100 people there that first Sunday. We had a picnic in the back, and we had a great, great, great time. Now, I will say this. Whenever you have the first day of a church, you get that kind of results, okay? I remember the second day of the church. We went to our building that we were going to rent. It was the name of the church that we rented from was the Walk With Me Church of God in Christ. They used the acronym, you know, W. I'm like, there was like 27. It's like that church right there. Church service was at 3:30. And I remember that second Sunday. Man, the first Sunday was perfect and everything was great. The second Sunday was 110 degrees. It was the hottest. At that time, it was the hottest day in the history of Long Beach. And it was a small building with no air conditioning. And it was funny. We didn't have over 100 people that day. Okay, we didn't. But we had a good crowd there. And we started to meet. And things were going well. Over the years, as our church has grown, we've gotten older. We've become clearer in God's vision for us. You know, I'll be honest with you, as we look back at where we were that first Sunday, and really, we weren't Pacific Baptist Church back then. Trivia question, I don't think hardly anybody would get the correct answer. The name of the church was Cambodian Christian Baptist Church. We started out as a missions-type church, reaching the many Cambodians that were moving into the area there. And if we look back at that time and we look forward to today where we're at, I don't know if now, you know, Pastor had great faith and knew God was going to do something, but I wonder if he really knew all that was going to happen. Well, we never know what God is going to do. But I do know if we're faithful and do what God wants us to do and we're open to him, God can do great things. We're really excited about what he's done. We look back and see what it took, and where I'm getting to the message this morning, when we can look back and see what it took to get off the ground to get to where we are today. The many buildings we've met in, there's so many of them, to the place we are at now and the building we're working on now. Pastor prayed for many years to get this building. I remember in 1996, we tried to rent this building. And we came over here to see it, and we told him we're going to bring some people from the church, and he's like, oh, that's fine. We brought a big crowd from our church, and he didn't want people here. I'm like, well, I kind of thought that's what a church is for. And they didn't want to rent it to us. And then five years later, after Pastor had walked around and prayed for this building on many times, he threw an offer out, and they didn't even haggle. They're like, we'll take it. Then they actually, when we went to sign, they took $100,000 off of the price because of the easement, which, praise the Lord, the easement's over, amen? Okay, if you live next door over there, sorry about that, but the easement's over, and we're excited about that. But we look at all those. We look at all the different ministries God has added, all the different things going on. We look back and see the direction that God has kind of given us to take. We look at the hurdles we've had to face, and in some instances, we're still facing. What has it taken to get us to this point? Well, I want to show it in the story this morning. The time of this story is early in Jesus' ministry. And we mentioned earlier, he wanted to share the word. He uses these fishermen. Then after he's done using their boat, he talks specifically to Simon, Peter. And he says, hey, take your boats out and go out into the deep. I want you to go out there. You're going to catch some fish. He moved very quickly from talking to the crowd to talking to a very key individual in the history of the church. He was trying to teach him a lesson about faith. He says, launch out, go out there, and you'll catch some fish. Well, Peter explains that they had just spent all night fishing, worked hard, and they didn't catch anything. And they came back into the shore, and they're going to call it a day. They had a plan they followed. They were fishermen. They did what they felt would work best. They went out prepared, and yet they caught nothing at all. By the way, you ever go fishing or something? You understand that? I heard a story about two men. They went out hunting for rabbits all day, and they kept, you know how it is when you're not catching anything, you keep staying out there longer than you should. And they're out there all day, and finally they're having a horrible day, and finally one guy goes, look, we've been out here long enough. Let's miss two more, and then we'll go home. You ever feel like that? You know, usually when I go fishing with some guys, it's like that, but never with Brother Ross. We always catch something. But that's how it is. And he's like, we haven't caught anything. We went out there. There was nothing. But Jesus is going to get involved, and the story is going to change. Oh, they're going to come back with more fish than they thought. But what did he have to do to catch the fish? Look at verse 4. And as I look at this, I think what has helped our church to get to where we're at, and what will it take for our church to continue to get to where God wants us to be? Thank God he's not finished with us. If he's finished with us, let's do something different. Okay, don't give if he's finished with us. By the way, he's not finished with us, so keep giving. Amen? What does it take? Look what he said. Verse 4. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. He said, listen. By the way, what he was telling him did not make much sense for them. First of all, it was the wrong place to go fishing at the wrong time of day. Peter and them knew. That's why they were at night. That was the best time for them. And Jesus is telling them to do something that to them didn't make sense. To them, they were already all night. But he says, launch out into the deep. Listen to me. Take a chance and go do what I'm telling you to do. That's why our church is here today. If anything good ever happens in anything, it's because someone listens to God and does something which may not make sense to them. And it might mean they need to move from where they're at. You see, too many people are comfortable on the shore. Too many people are comfortable in the shallow end. You're on the shore, there's not much that's going to happen. There's not much that's required of you. If you're in the shallow end, there's not a whole lot to do. But listen, when he said, you go out into the deep, the nets that were just cleaned now need to be loaded up. By the way, they were tired. Everything they had just done and didn't work all night long, they have to redo, and they have to go deeper out to see it done. And that's what it takes. Leave the comfort of the shore. Quit just seeing and hearing what God is doing in other people's life and get off the shore and get out into the deep and see what God can do in your life. By the way, as a church, we're not staying on the shore. We're not gonna wade in the shallow end. By the way, if we would have done that, if Pastor Esposito would have just done the comfortable thing many years ago, many of you would not be here. I would not be here. There wouldn't be a Monterey Park. Tim, you wouldn't have a wife. Now, don't say amen to that, okay? Just because Cindy's not here. There wouldn't be that going. There wouldn't be the team in Cambodia. There wouldn't be those in Laos. There wouldn't be those in Thailand. And there certainly wouldn't be a push to get people into China. There wouldn't be all the different missionaries over the years we've supported. There wouldn't be those from our church that are sent out. Got to step away from the shore. You got to launch out into the deep. You have to go for it. Think of your Christian life. You got to launch out. Too many of you are shore Christians. Too many are shallowing Christians. We're okay with coming on Sunday morning. We're okay with coming to church. But when it comes to, as Karina talked about, the privilege of having a relationship with God, we don't need that. That's too much. When it comes with sharing our faith, let's not push it. See, I just want to be here and just have enough of God to feel good about myself. I just want to have enough of God that my conscience is okay. I don't want to launch out into the deep. I don't want to be somebody that God would use to really make a difference in somebody's life. You're never going to be what God wants you to be on the shore. I lived my Christian life on the shore for 2 years. Thank God he got a hold of me. And I made a decision. We talked about that several weeks ago. A decision to launch out into the deep. That's what God wants us to do. Let me give you briefly, and I mean briefly, 4 factors we must take into consideration if we're going to launch out. First of all, I want you to see the reasons we need to launch. Why do we need to launch? Well, because he's telling them that's where the work really is going to begin. See, you launch out, that's when the real work begins. He goes, go out, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets. That's where the work was. That's where the effort had to come in. There's no effort in the shallow end. There's no effort on the shore. God wants us to do something great, and God wants us to work for him, but we better be where he wants us to be. By the way, he could have thrown the net in the shallow end. He's not going to catch anything. And it wouldn't make any sense to throw the net on the shore. You got to go out and be where God wants you to be. Let's not just remain comfortable. See, the reason most Christians don't want to launch out in their life is because they want comfort. By the way, it would have been real comfortable to never start that building. Let's just put a pop tent out there. Let's have multiple services, although that'd be a little difficult. We don't even have room for Sunday school space. But we don't want to be comfortable. We want to fulfill God's will. He says, Peter, that's where the nets go. Get out there and get to work. We don't like that. Say, look, we have a Christian school. Why? It's needed. And the day in which we live, it is needed. If you're new and you don't understand that, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's needed. We started a college. Why? It was needed for some of our own here and some in this area to get trained to go out. We've done all kinds of things. Why? It's needed. It's not comfortable, but it's what's needed. You launch out into the deep. I'm glad we have a launch church. You know, I'm glad. You haven't been here, and you wouldn't have come here, most of you anyhow. When we met on Anaheim, we met outside for 6 years. Outside. 6 years straight. Wasn't even a tent. It was a tarp. It was horrible. But you know what we said? This is what we got to do. We couldn't have bought a building. We couldn't have got a bigger building. We were young in those days. It's like, we had all these people coming. It's like, we can't say, oh, the building's full, let's take it easy. Like, let's just weld some poles and let's just meet outside. You say, well, what did you do when it rained? You got wet. Well, what about when it was windy? You got cold. Okay? We tried to put heaters out there and things, but the water usually put it out when it rained, okay? But listen, we would want to start Sunday school classes, we would build a new Sunday school wing. What would you do? We would weld more bars and put a tarp over it. Sunday school classes right there. Now, would we do that today? Well, actually, we kind of do that. Sunday school's out here. We have a Sunday school class in his backyard. You name it. If we could put him in the attic, we'd do it. Okay? But you got to be a little legal. We work. That's the reason. What's another reason why we need to launch out? Because that's where the work gets blessed. He didn't just say, go out there and launch your thing. He goes, you're gonna get a drought. You know what that is? A big haul. Fish are out there. By the way, let me just tell you something. The fish don't come to you. I remember one time, I don't know if you remember this, Tim, we were fishing in Bishop and we weren't catching anything. And remember this one fish just swam up to the shore to you? It was one fish, he just swam up to the shore. Now, there was something wrong with him. He wasn't swimming straight. It's like someone hit him with a boat or something, and he's just, ugh. By the way, that's not the ones you want. But you don't go to the shore and say, okay, I'm going to wait. Here, let me just put my hook right here, and let's wait for the fish to come in. You got to go to where they're at. You see, too many churches are like, oh, you know, we're just waiting for God to do something. I'll tell you what, while you're waiting for God to do something, why don't you go out there and do something so God can bless that? Yeah. Peter could have whined and said, oh, man, we didn't catch any fish. What's going on here? And Jesus said, get back out there. That's where the fish are going to be. See, we got to keep going out because there's so many people that need to be helped. We take our once a year fishing trip with some of the guys. It's like, let's go kill some fish today. Let's go get them. Now, most of the time, they get us. We got them this year. Okay? You got to go get them. Think about this. And not just even as a church, as a Christian. Who have you encouraged? Has there been somebody you could look back and say, as a Christian, I've tried to help this person? Now, I'll be honest with you. We don't like to do that sometimes because sometimes we get burnt. But it's worth the effort. Sometimes maybe somebody does well and something happens, but there are those that God wants you to help. Hey, let's get outside of ourselves. Let's launch. Jump in. So those are some reasons. Let me give you the rejection. See, Peter wasn't going to reject Jesus, but he kind of gave a couple reasons why he could have rejected. And we feel like that sometimes. Verse 5. He said he was fatigued by his effort, the past effort. Simon answered and said, Master, we're toiled all night. He said, man, I've already been doing this thing. I've already tried. This is not possible. That is a negative spirit. With God, all things are possible. Don't look back at the effort you put in that you felt didn't work. It always works if God is with us. Maybe your effort didn't work because God wasn't with you. What did he tell us in John 15? He goes, listen, whatever you do, if you're not doing it with me, it's not going to happen. But with him, all things are possible. Sometimes we just get fatigued. He said, we worked all night and have taken nothing. Sometimes you go fishing, right? And you're out there for hours. You don't catch anything. And it's like, I'm out of here. Let's go back to the cabin and cook some steak. Amen? And then you catch a fish. And all of a sudden, you know what happens? You get a surge. I remember one time, Pastor was a lot more patient than I am. We went fishing up in Bishop, and it was horrible. We were having a bad day. We didn't catch anything. And we're at this one spot, and I'm thinking, this is a horrible spot. I want out of here. Pastor was like, hey, Pastor, let's go somewhere else. He's like, 5 more minutes. Well, let's give it a few more minutes. And right when we were ready to leave, Brother Ross did something stupid. He caught a fish. Like, you idiot. That cost us an hour. But you know how it is. You catch a fish, and all of a sudden, it's like, I am energized. Been out there all day. We haven't caught anything. We caught one. Here comes the flood. Get energized. But you don't catch anything, it's down. We can always find reasons not to launch. Yep. And by the way, sometimes you think about all the work that goes into a Sunday service, you know, Sunday school. all these different things. You know, you prepare all week for your Sunday school class. You pray, you visit, and at 10:30 on Sunday morning, it's over. Now you got to start getting ready for next week, right? By the way, what we'll do, the adult teachers, we start our visits for Sunday school class the next week during the Sunday morning service. We sit here and look and like, they didn't come to Sunday school this morning, but they came to the service. Let me make sure I say hi afterwards. And sometimes I'll say, somebody say, hey, what time, do you have a watch? What time is that? It's like, oh, your watch wasn't working this morning. You know, you work all week, you visit on Saturday, you bring the bus kids in, you have a great time, and then it's over, and it's like, praise God, you go home. It's like, now we got to prepare for next week. Okay? By the way, it's a good preparation. Yep. Now I want you to see briefly the reception. Reception. See, by the way, let me say this. Whenever you're rejecting, you take others down. You've heard the story about that. They have all the apes. They had these, I think there was like 10 apes in a cage, and they put a banana up where they could grab it. And so the first ape goes to grab the banana, and they doused them with water. Knocked them down. And they all kept trying, and every time they did it, before they get to the mat, they doused them with water. Well, the apes learned that, you know what? You don't go after the banana anymore. So what they did is they took one of the apes out and replaced them with one that hadn't done that. And as soon as that one tried to ground up the tree, the other nine are like pulling them down like, no, 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 you don't want to do that. Eventually, over the course of time, every single ape in that cage was replaced. And yet, every time, they wouldn't go anywhere near the banana because they were going to get doused. Not one of them had ever been doused. They were drugged down by the others. Okay, let's not drag people down. Do like Peter. Peter received it. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. You know why we need to launch out in the deep? You know why we need to be the Christian that God wants us to be? You know why we need to be the church that God wants us to be? He told us to. That is good enough for me. If God said, do it, let's do it. We will never, and if this is what you're looking for, I love you to pieces. I hope you stay. I'm not trying to be negative here, Brother Pineda. But if you're looking for a church that's like, what's going on out in the world? Let's make, no, we don't do that. We don't look out there for what we do. We look in here. Because the blessing doesn't come from humanistic thinking. The blessing comes from God's word. Peter's humanistic thinking would have said, wrong place for the fish, wrong time of day for the fish. I'm tired. But he said, give him credit. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. You will never regret just following Jesus. Amen. Just doing what he said. Follow his command. Put aside your feelings. Think about Peter. Later on, he learned his lesson. Later on, Jesus is walking in water. He goes, can I do that? And Jesus gave him one word, come. He said, that's all I need to hear. I'm out. One word, come. And he hopped out of the boat and he was on the water. Now he looked around and kind of messed up and learned about prayer, okay? He learned about obedience to God's word, which stepped right into prayer later because he's drowning. But one word is all he needed to hop out on the water. Let's just do what God says. Amen. Why do we do the things we do? Why are we so focused on, we're never going to stop trying to help people. We're never going to stop trying to reach people. Why? Not just here, by the way, everywhere, because that's what God wants us to do. Right. And then we make a commitment. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I like this, I will. Commitment. Commitment. Doing what the Bible said isn't something you try. See how it works. It's a commitment you make. You're either going to do it or you're not. I don't like half-heartedness. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like that. I want commitment. I used to coach our football team and our basketball team. Now, some of our guys on basketball didn't want to play football. No, I didn't let him get away with that. Because I like football because if you're not committed in football, you get run over. And I'm like, you're playing. It'll make him a better basketball player. And I'd stick kids in front of, it's like, here, go block that guy. That guy's a little bigger than him. It's good for him. It'll be all right. But I want to like, let's do this. Let's not be half-hearted about anything. Don't be half-hearted as a Christian. And then I want you to see the results. What were the results? They caught fish. Why? They did what they launched. They went to where the blessing was. They did what the Lord told them to do. And Peter caught fish. Let me ask you this. Do you want to look at what God is doing and wish you were a part of it? Or do you want to be right in the middle of it? I don't know about you. I don't want to hear about good things going on somewhere else. right? Hey, man, that's really going. I don't want to hear about it. I don't mean I don't want to hear about it like that. I want to hear about it, but I want to be a part of it. I want to say that's good. Let's get some of that here. I don't want to be a Christian that hears people and says, you know, but man, God's really blessing their life. It's what am I missing? Don't miss anything. You know, God doesn't love certain people more than others. Man, if you just get in, God's okay with that. I want to be a part of it. That's where the fish are. And then the last thing, and this is a blessing, that's where others are called. You know, after they're catching the fish, after they go out there, now Peter did one thing that was not in obedience, and I'm done. Jesus said, go let all your nets down. Now, Peter realized they had already cleaned all the nets, and he didn't want to take them all back out again. He was going to listen to Jesus, but he only took one net. If you look, Peter's net was singular. The Lord's nets were plural. Because only took one net, he caught more fish than the net can really handle. And they're struggling. The net's going to break. And so they had to call others in to help them with what is going on. I like that. Because maybe it seems like they didn't all go out there to help. There was more than one of them fishing. Now it's like, hey, this thing really worked. You need to be a part of what's going on here. You cannot help when you launch out and experience what God has for you to not want to share that with others. You can't help. I remember as a new Christian, and I got right with God, and I started going to church. And I went there, and I started already talking to my brother-in-law before I even started going faithfully. Like, man, you need to get in on this. I remember I went to visit my brother, and I came back that first Sunday. He came to church. He got saved that Sunday, got baptized that Sunday morning. Next thing you know, he's serving, he's in the choir, we're going soul winning together. I remember as I just started going, then my mom started coming, and my aunt Vera started coming. My aunt Judy was coming. My uncle Jim came and he got saved. My aunt Nancy was coming. You name it. We had two pews of our family every Sunday morning sitting in church. It just started catching fire. We'll want others. What's the point? The point is this. God wants us as a church to launch out. God wants you as a Christian to launch out in your Christian life. Let me ask you, what is staking you to the shore? What is staking you to the shallow water? You know what? That was a faith-building time for Peter. And Peter was going to face a lot coming down the line, and Jesus had to work in Peter. Peter was a rough customer. I like him. He didn't always get it the first time. I like him. But he got it. What about your life? Are you on the shore this morning? Why don't you jump in? Not just a shallow end. Get in and go out into the deep. Don't put any reserves. No filters. You know, I remember I mentioned, when I was early in high school, I got a little moped to drive around in. They had a little governor on it that made the thing go 30 miles an hour. Took that thing off. Popped holes in the thing. Next thing you know, it's going 45, 50 miles an hour. It's a bicycle. Kind of scary. But we do that in our Christian life. I want a governor. I'm going to stay right here. God says, launch out. Go for it. Let's stand together this morning.